This recording, Australian 19, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at Nile Zoo in a deserted district of the Territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made it unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to strap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price to pay for a cure. Mostly the reason people looking for work post-war, there wasn't all that much around Holland. I know Dad used to always be away for, you know, weeks on end because he'd have to go to the city or, you know, other areas to work. And the transport wasn't all that much chop either, you know. There was no trains. You'd have to have your own transport. Possibly while we were in the hostels and that.
Yeah.
Wasn't very, yeah, you aren't used to having your own home, and we had a, there was no reason for us to come really, but I think Dad just wanted to do his own thing and, you know, and
start a new life.
It hasn't been bad, you know, we've done well, but you miss your family because they're all very close to us, and I miss my cousins. I had so many cousins going to the same school because Holland's only small, so you were never far away from each other, and yeah.